Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we're going to talk about retirement. This all started with somebody sending me an article, said, would you comment on this article? And the link to the article wasn't effective, so I had to go back to look for the article itself. And the article is by Kiplinger. It says, 10 Reasons You'll Never Retire. So this is the article that the individual wanted me to comment on. After I read the article, which I'm going to cover with you today, I came to a distinct conclusion. They have no idea what they're talking about. And I came to another conclusion, that is, the reason people don't retire is because they don't know what retirement is and don't know how to get there. And that no matter what they tell you is the reason you're not retiring, it's really because of one thing. I'm going to save that one thing till after I go through this article because I want to make a point to you. I want you to see how far off base they really are. And then when I've made that point, then I'll come back and tell you how you solve the problem. Second thing I want to cover today is while I was looking up this article, I found about 20 articles on why you should never retire. And that one was even stranger to me because you're talking about people writing articles that have no idea what it is to retire. And so they think that by saying in an article and to try to scream it out to the world that, hey, you should never retire, they're letting themselves off the hook for never retiring. In other words, if I can't do it, you know, if I can't figure out how to retire, then why should I let you think you can? I have to make you believe it's the wrong thing to do. Therein, I can make myself feel better about myself, is the way I see what they're doing there. So I look at this thing and I'm thinking, man, it really is stacked against you. Almost everything out there, education-wise, is stacked against you in actually retiring. So these are the two angles that I'm going to take today. I kind of want to just blow them up. Or if nothing else, I want to put a light on them. You know, when you put a light, if you come into a room filled with roaches and you turn the light on, the roaches all have to run. They take off. And I hope today is like a light in a room filled with roaches. In other words, a room filled with lies about everything. So let's start this game out here and this 10 reasons why you'll never retire. And reason number one is you're not saving in a retirement plan. Okay, I retired at 34 years of age. I've never had a retirement plan. I've never had a 401k, an IRA. Well, I did have an IRA one time. I did a rollover into an IRA once, something like that. But I didn't save into a 401k. I didn't save into an IRA. That's not how I retired. Had nothing to do with retiring. It has nothing to do with the retiring of the thousands of people that retired out of Lifestyles Unlimited. So there's a lie right off the bat. Let's go to number two. Number two is you are neglecting the company match. Well, you know, a company can only match up to a certain amount, whatever it is, 5%. I don't know the number anymore. It changes probably. It has changed over the years. But not relying on it. What does that mean? You automatically get the match if you put money into the 401k up to the limit, right? So when they're saying you're not relying and you're neglecting to take advantage of the company match, what you're really saying is you're not saving anything because the match is on the first dollars put into the 401k. So what they're really saying is you're not saving. It has nothing to do with the company match. And by the way, the company match isn't going to make you rich anyway. If it did, then everybody we know that has a 401k would be retired. But they don't. And again, lie number two. Now remember, who is this that wrote this article? It's Kiplinger. So these are financial guys, and they're selling financial services. So what do they want you to do? They want you to put your money into an instrument, a financial instrument that they control, that they make a return on. Here's a little piece that says here, the average company contribution to retirement plans in 2012 was 4.5% of pay, according to the annual survey by the plan sponsor, Council of America. But about 34% of employees said that more than half of their plan participants are not contributing enough to take advantage of the full employer match. according to the 2013 report. So in other words, pretty much what I said, if you don't put in, they match you dollar for dollar, so if you don't put the money in, then you don't get the match. Again, the problem is not the match, the problem is the money. You're not saving the money. Again, a mischaracterization of what's really going on. Number three, you didn't start saving early enough in your career. Well, at Lifestyles, we basically teach people how to retire in 2 to 7 years. I used to call it 5 to 7. Then people started doing it in 3 and started doing it in 2. I did it in 2.5. So now we let it leak out that it's 2 to 7 years. In fact, sometimes people even say 2 to 5 years. Bottom line, though, early enough? What is early enough if you can start now and in 5 to 7 years be retired? What is early enough? Do you have to start in your 20s? Your 30s, 40s, 50s? Let's say you started in your 50s and you did what we teach to do, and in 7 years, 57, you're retired. Or in 5 years, 55, you're retired. Or in 2 years, at 52, you're retired. In fact, if you're 60 and you can do it in 2 years, isn't 62 still good? But the reality is that starting early may be better. It may allow you more years to save money, but it still isn't the reason why you're not retiring. And again, when we get to the end, I'm going to tell you why you're actually not retiring instead of all these lies that these people are making up. These are hypotheses. A hypothesis is basically something somebody believes to be true and then sets out to prove it to be true. And if a large percentage of people out there don't retire, then their hypothesis can be anything they want it to be. And they can basically blame it on these things they're blaming it on. The next one, number four, is you use your nest egg as a piggy bank. In other words, people take money out of their retirement funds to buy cars, to pay off their houses, to put a down payment on a house or whatever, put their kids through college, whatever, the whole bit. And so you're using it like a savings account. And what they're contending is a retirement fund should never be a savings account. It should be a retirement fund. And you should never touch it. From age 20 to age 65 or 70 or whatever it is when you're going to retire, you just don't touch it. So they're saying, because you've taken some money. Now, how many people in their life get to the point where they need some money for some major expense? And if they take all their money and put it in savings, let's say you put it in your 401k, there's no place to get money then except your 401k, because you don't have any other money. So again, it's a lie. Moving on here, number five, you cashed out when switching jobs. In other words, you can't get your money out of your 401k except when you don't work there anymore. So when people get out of a job and they see that for the first time they're able to get that money that they could never get to before, it's very enticing to take that money out. That's the exciting thing for them to do, is to get to some money for the first time because they've never had money. So they cash it out. And again, there's no retirement fund left. Number six, you're not saving enough. All right. This is brilliant stuff. I mean, do you think you should pay these guys millions of dollars as financial planners a year to figure out these basically stupid concepts? People do. You guys pay these guys millions of dollars to teach you how to do something that doesn't work anyway, and yet blame it on you because you're not saving enough. That's your problem. It's not that savings doesn't work. It's you're not doing it. You're not saving enough. Number seven, you haven't played catch up. In other words, every once in a while you get behind, or every once in a while you started too late, or every once in a while you had to take some money out. You should, whenever possible, put more back in. Get caught up to where you're on the savings curve that will get you where you need to be. Number eight, you save for your kids' college instead of for your retirement. Nah, let's not send the kids to college. Let's just retire. And number nine, you haven't created a retirement budget. You're not even retired yet. Why do you need a retirement budget? Number 10, you haven't planned to maximize your Social Security benefits. And you know how you maximize your Social Security benefits? Don't retire. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing retirement and an article put out by Kiplinger of 10 reasons why you'll probably not ever retire, be able to retire. And I just wanted to say that the point I was making by going through all this article and everything is to prove that everything they say is based on a lie. It's based on a misunderstanding or perception of retirement. Let me clarify that for you. This is the reason most people don't retire, is they don't understand what retirement is. Most people believe that retirement is a designated age where you have become useless to society, useless to yourself, and at this point, you cease to have any contribution to provide for society. And you need to have enough money saved up that you can live off the money you have saved. That's the concept. And the flaws in that concept is that retirement, to me, is not the end of our adventures in life. Is not the end of our creativity. It's the beginning. It's the opening up of the opportunity for the first time in your life to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want, where you want, how you want, etc., etc., etc. So what does that mean? That means that you're believing that you're coming to the end, that it's over. And how can you psychologically ever prepare for anything that says you're over? It won't work. And if you believe in think and grow rich concepts, which is whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve, if you conceive and believe you don't want to be worthless, then you definitely can achieve working for the rest of your life. That's the number one problem. You don't believe you can retire. You don't believe you want to retire. Now, the secondary problem with all this is that you've been told the only way to retire is to live off your savings. And savings is not going to get you there. There's no way. It's not the amount of money you have, it's the amount of money you earn. If you were to stop your job tomorrow, you'd maybe last 6 months, maybe a year, maybe a year and a half. You're spending $100,000 a year, you're earning $100,000 a year. You have $100,000 in the bank. That means you got 1 year. Yeah, you could cut back and you could starve yourself. Just like I said, you'd have your retirement budget, which means stop doing anything, stop having anything, live like a hermit, and you'll last longer. But that's not retirement. That's death. So what's the problem? The problem is retirement is a point at which you have figured out how to replace your earned income with some other income. Now, in the old days, people had pensions, and the government supplemented those pensions with Social Security. Neither of those are saved up money situations. They are never ending supplies of fresh money to live off of. So when you stop earning new dollars, and I like to call this regular reoccurring income. Regular means it's on a week by week or month by month or quarter by quarter basis. In other words, you know when that money's coming in. It's reoccurring. It happens every single week, month, or quarter, whatever it is. And it's income. It's not savings. Because you eat your savings up very quickly. You have to live off the income. Now, the real problem is that the money you've saved is earning nothing. That's your real problem. And your financial planner can't figure out how to beat that, how to break that cycle. Because they don't know how to retire. They know how to earn money by being your financial planner. So they've got a job. They're earning new, fresh, regular, reoccurring income from you. But you're not earning any new, regular, reoccurring income by what they're doing for you. You have no income. This has all been exacerbated over the last 10 years by the fact that you used to be able to buy bonds and CDs at anywhere from 10 to 15%. So if you had a pretty good savings, you know, if you had a life savings, you could just buy something that created income. But the average interest rate right now is less than 0.5%. Even if you had millions in the bank, you can't live on less than 0.5%. So what do? You seek more aggressive income streams. How? You gamble. You buy things you hope go up in value. What do you buy? You buy stocks and gamble. You buy gold and silver and gamble and hope this stuff goes up in value. And the problem with gambling is you may make some money, but you also can lose some money. And when you lose your nest egg, you don't have any way to earn it back anymore. So they start giving you all kinds of parameters to try to keep that from happening. Like, for instance, you can afford to be riskier. In other words, have a larger allocation of stocks if you're younger. Because if you lose it all, you can still earn it back. As you get older, you need to allocate away from risk and go more to fixed income type things that won't go away, like CDs. The money won't just disappear. Now, bonds can disappear. If interest rates go down, bonds go up. But if interest rates go up, bonds lose their value. And right now, we're in the lowest interest rate environment in the world, and the Democrats are trying to create massive inflation. So what do you think is going to happen to bonds? Interest rates are going to have to go up. That means bonds are going to lose value left and right. Boom, 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 boom. And so you're in massive risk. So here you are, you can't figure out how to replace your income. The reality is retirement is, by definition, in my world, our world, those of us who have retired and will retire, the definition of retirement is the point at which your passive income replaces your earned income on a regular, reoccurring basis. Hey, you can go out and do something like flip a house and make some money. That's not regular and reoccurring. And that's not passive. So you haven't retired. I hear people all the time saying, well, yeah, I do real estate, I retired. No, you don't. You work. You're out there flipping houses and remodeling stuff and cleaning and the whole bit. Painting. That's not retirement. It's just another line of work. So we have to learn how to replace our earned income with passive streams of income. And that's what I've been teaching people for 30 years. And that's why it works. And that's why it works, is because we're able to replace our earned income with regular, reoccurring, passive streams of income. And with that, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about why they're saying you shouldn't retire.
Styles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing, in the first half of the show has been about why you'll never retire, because you have the wrong view of retirement. If you have the wrong view of it, there's obviously no way you're going to go figure out how to do what you really need to do, because everything these people are telling you is a lie. And we know it's a lie because they're telling you they're experts at financial planning, yet they themselves are workers. They're still working. They're not retired. Well, we covered that pretty well, so I'm going to go in the second half of the show now and cover this concept of, well, if I can't do it myself, then I'll teach other people they can't do it. And if I can't teach other people they can't do it, then I'll teach them they shouldn't do it. And if I can't do that, then I'll have the government outlaw it somehow. In other words, the only way I'm going to be happy is by bringing my misery onto you. So I got this article here called Why You Shouldn't Retire, put out by somebody I've never heard of before. It's called Retirement May Not Be As Glamorous As You Think. It's by somebody called Start It Up. I'm going to read this to you because it's the setup that they used to go into this article. And I want to show you how even the setup is a lie. From the very beginning of the article, they're lying before you even get started on the article. It says, we live in a society where our relationship with work is deeply polarizing. On one side of the spectrum, you have the hustle culture, people promoting the idea that you should work tirelessly, sacrifice everything from your sleep to your social life in the interest of growing your business and achieving your goals. You can sleep when you're dead. This would be a Grant Cardone type of guy who is constantly talking about 10Xing everything, and you've got my money, and I'm going to get my money back from you, and I'm nothing if I can't get more money. I have to 10X everything I do, right? That kind of guy. On the other side, you have those condemn our toxic work culture for draining our energy and taking time away from our families, hobbies, rest, overall well-being, while giving the little in return for our sacrifice. That would be my side. It goes on and says, the overreaching theme both of these camps is driven by passion for money and how we make it. In the recent years, social media has been flooded with new influences on gaining hundreds of thousands of followers online, teaching young people about money. You've got the digital nomads, the FIRE, financial independence and retire early people. I guess he's talking about me. The rent hackers, the Amazon FBA aficionados, and list goes on. Ultimately, it seems, the goal is to save as much money as you can, quickly as you can, so you can retire and finally live a good life. My friends, think of the ignorance that just got spewed out of that last paragraph. I just showed you and just proved to you and explained to you retirement is not about a pile of money. Yet here's a guy arguing that he is going to tell you why you shouldn't retire, when he still doesn't even know how to retire. And even though he named 20 different people that are selling programs on how to create passive income, whoever it is wrote this article is so stupid. They don't even get that that's what those articles are about, or those programs are about, is about passive income. So as you go on here and you read this, it says, I'm going to read it again. Ultimately, it seems the goal is to save as much money as you can quickly. That is not the goal. This person has no idea. All those things that they named off, making money on the internet, is about making money. Rent collectors, that's about collecting rent. Nothing there. What we do is not about saving money. It's about creating passive income. And I'm telling you, you read this, and before you even get out of the first segment, they've already lied to you. They've told you that everything you're going to read about, everything you're going to study, everything you're going to do in life is to figure out how to save more money. And you already know that doesn't work, so you might as well throw the article away. But no, let's write an article and tell you why you shouldn't retire. Why would we do that? Because it'll make you feel better about not knowing how to retire. Wow, that's a good idea. So it starts by talking about escaping the 9-to-5. It's unsurprising that so many people look forward to retirement. Studies show that up to 85% of full-time workers hate their jobs. He goes on and says, but if you look deeper, that's not really a problem. The problem is they don't hate work, they hate their job. Well, I don't know what this guy thinks or gal thinks that your job is. Do you think, I just got up and I thought maybe today I'd be an expert canasta player, or a chess player, I'm going to do something I like, and that's going to be my job. No, a job is where you go, and some mean person tells you what to do, and they're never satisfied with what you do, and the customers are always miserable to you. Jobs are demoralizing in most cases. And what they're saying is, no. Really, what you need to do is just change jobs. Don't quit. Don't retire. Just change jobs. The next thing he comes up with is a reason for living. I have a big problem with the idea that the purpose of work is limited to making money so you can provide for your family and save for your retirement. And my problem is that the way people perceive retirement and the way they demonize work as an unpleasant thing we have to do is inherently flawed. No, it's not. You can't figure out how to get out of it, so you have to rationalize it. But what you don't understand is you say, I don't want to stop working because it's a reason to live. It's a part of me. Remember, how do you define anybody? Hi, tell me about yourself. I am a fireman, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, a CPA, a father, a mother, a spouse. What you do is who you are. And what this article is saying, if you stop working, you're nobody. You can never be anybody ever again, which is insane. There is more reason to live once you get out of your job than there ever was with your job in most cases. In fact, I found once I retired, I got so busy, I had so much stuff to do that I'd always wanted to do that I never could do. And once you can do it, you open up all these doors, and these doors open up new doors, and those doors open up more doors, and it's like concentric circles that just go farther and farther and farther, and you have more and more influence in your life because you can do more and more stuff. And the more stuff you touch, the more influence you have, and the bigger your life is, and the better your life is. But no, they want you to stay in the cubicle because they can't figure out how to get out of it. Goes on and says, the value of effort. If all things were easy in life, there would be nothing to drive us forward, kind of statement. And again, this person doesn't know what retirement is. There's all kinds of things you can create effort on. You can try to go from one unit to four units to eight units to 12 to 20 to 100 to 200 to 500 to 1,000 to 10,000 units. That's effort. You can try to figure out how to run it without you being involved at all, and putting more effort into organization, management, hiring, and firing, as opposed to putting effort into actually doing any of the work yourself. You have to effort at becoming a better leader instead of a worker. You could put effort into being more healthy and living longer. You could put effort into being a good husband, wife, mother, father. Put effort into being a grandmother, a grandfather. You could put effort into your family. You could put effort into your friends. You could get involved in your local neighborhood, block, community, subdivision, neighborhood, city, state. You could put effort into all those things. But no, you need a job to have any reason to create effort. The key to a healthy retirement, with everything in mind, we need to rethink when and if we should retire. If you find joy and fulfillment in a 9-to-5 job, then don't let society pressure you to dictate to you, decide to hand over the reins to someone else. So it's society telling you you have to retire. It's not that burning gut feeling every day when you get in the car and drive for an hour to go to work. It's not that looking up at the clock 20 times a day to see if the day is over yet so you can go home, and that drive back through that traffic again. It's not that paying the bills at the end of the month and seeing there's more bills than there are money. Those aren't the real pains. No, it's society crushing you with the thought that you should think you should retire someday. Why should you not retire? Because you need to stay active. You need to flex your brain muscles. You need to keep exploring. Which is the concept of saying you're not going to be able to do that if you don't have a job? That is ridiculous. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Dell
Del Walmsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been discussing retirement. The bottom line is I get a little irritated about it because if you listen to 99% of the people out there, they'll tell you you're never going to retire. I mean, I pulled up the just on this website here, just a list, just a Google search, and came up 10 reasons you'll never retire, 10 reasons your nest egg won't be enough, 7 things to remember when you feel like you'll never retire, about 50% of Americans making over 100 grand will never retire, why you should never retire, retirement might not be what you think it is, why you should never retire, 5 signs you will never retire, retirement concerns, 5 reasons you'll never retire, so what if I will never be able to retire, best retirement calculator, best places to retire. Wow. At the very bottom, oh, it's an ad too, at the very bottom of all this list of things you could look at, there's one place that's, one thing that's positive, and it's the best place to retire. It's amazing that there's so much negativity out there, especially when 2.5 years after I started doing this, I retired, especially since for 30 years now, we've brought people in front of you in both the radio and live different events that have told you they've done it in 2 to 5 years. And we've done that for 30 years. We do it every single week on the radio. We do it every single month live. And by the way, that brings something up. I was asked the other day, do we have live events again? And yes, we are now holding live events again in all of our locations. I think just off the top of my head, you know, we have Houston, we've had Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. That's our Texas group. We have Phoenix, Arizona, Atlanta, Georgia, Salt Lake City, Indianapolis, Indiana. We have events all over the country, by the way. You just got to go to our website and get involved, get to the calendar, find out what's happening. But there's live events happening all the time. In fact, you want to go quick because the Salt Lake City event's on July 10th and the Indianapolis, Indiana event is on July 31st. I mean, we're all over the place. And of course, you don't want to miss the annual bus tour, September 3rd and 4th. We have the Expo and bus tour. The bus tour is on Friday. You get to go see 8 properties. It includes breakfast and lunch and an after party and a debrief and getting to see 4 different businesses that have completely turned around and made the owners lots of money. And each one will tell you all the what they've done, how they did it, what kind of numbers. You'll get the numbers, whatever you need. And you'll be able to ask questions, and they will answer them for you. So that's the bus tour. That's on Friday. Then on Saturday is the Expo, where we have a big event. Usually I speak, and 2 or 3 or 4 other people speak in the big auditorium, which lasts a couple hours, and that's usually anywhere from 3,500 to 5,000 people in that event. Then there's breakout sessions, and there's breakout sessions, by the way, on Friday. There's breakout sessions all day Friday, all day Saturday, where you go to these educational events. And a breakout is just a separate room, a smaller room that maybe holds 100 people. And there's somebody there telling you how to do single family houses, telling somebody there telling you how to rehab. There's somebody there teaching you how to get financing done. There's, you know, whatever, all the different aspects, locating, evaluating, negotiating, contracting, closing, remodeling, leasing, marketing, the whole bit, everything. There's classes on it all. And you're just going to come away and you're going to be tired at the end, but you don't want to be too tired because we've got a giant after party where you can be able to go and relax and have some food and maybe adult beverages if you like and get to know everybody. Now, you're going to be meeting people and networking with people both days, Friday and Saturday. But the party is, you know, the next level when you start talking to people in that kind of relaxed atmosphere. But you will find that the Expo is just incredible and you're not going to want to miss it. So, yes, we're back open again. And you should start looking at our website, Lifestyles Unlimited, and finding the events that are local to you. However, remember this. One thing COVID did do is it made us realize we need to make all of our events available to everybody. So before we had had a national division of education, national division of networking and so forth, and there were groups of people that worked in the national division. now we've merged the national division with the local divisions. And so even when we have local events, we now video stream those out to everywhere. So like I did an event in Houston last month, I think it was, and there was over 1,000 people, 1,000 people online and about 200 or 300 live. That blows my mind. I can't even imagine that. I mean, we used to have meetings, and when we first started, we'd have 50 people there, you know, then 100, then 200, then 300. We had to go to larger auditoriums, and our offices got larger. And I think the most our fire marshal would ever give us the fire marshal permit for was like 300 people in a room. Well, now we're at the 300 plus 1,000 more that are watching it live via stream. So now it's time to get back, folks. The world is kicked back in again, and it's time for you to kick back in, take your slippers off, or leave them on. Either way, stay at home and watch, or come out and network with people. If you're the type of person that likes to network, there's nothing better than being live to meet with people, to talk to them, to verify that all this stuff we talk about on the radio every day, 7 days a week, we're on for 30 years, find out that it's real. And the only way you find out it's real is if you come and meet us. I never, ever stop enjoying the comment. People come to me and go, you know, you're just like you are on the radio. You sound the same. You're no different. Of course I'm no different. This is my personality. I do this because I like doing it, and I know it helps people change their lives. So my friends, remember, there is retirement. And it's not when you're 70 or 80. It could be 2 to 5 years from now. 2 to 7 at the most. It's there if you do what you need to do, if you understand what it is you need to do, and if you believe it. And if you understand it and believe it and conceive it, you can achieve it. And you'll realize one last thing. We're not doing this for a pile of money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.